Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 6, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Ebury to look at £2 billion valuation in London listing. Cross-border payments platform, Ebury has held talks with banks and financial institutions, as it pursues a London listing at a valuation of up to £2 billion. Landsbankinn integrates with CBA. Iceland-based Landsbankinn has announced its partnership with Norwegian software vendor CBA in order to use its IBAS BGF for the reduction of false positives. Wasabi introduces white-label OEM program. U.S.-based Wasabi Technologies has announced the launch of its white-label OEM program, aiming to deliver predictably priced, reliable and scalable cloud storage to users globally. Deutsche Bahn partners with Tink. Germany-based railway company Deutsche Bahn has announced its partnership with Tink in order to offer customers optimized direct debit setups. Cash-free payments introduces embedded payments. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-free Payments has announced the launch of embedded payments, a payment solution for software platforms. Unlimit announces a global partnership with VTEX. UK-based financial services company Unlimit has announced a global partnership with US-based commerce platform VTEX. Uberwriter closes $1.95 MLN seed round. Portugal-based Uberwriter has secured a $1.95 million seed round to fuel the development and expansion of its end-to-end mobility as a service platform. Visa expands its collaboration with Western Union. Multinational payment card services company Visa has announced a 7-year collaboration with US-based financial services corporation Western Union. Chime launches Chime Deals. US-based Chime has announced the launch of its Chime Deal solution, in order to offer merchants and traders cashback on everyday purchases. EU adopts 13th sanctions package against Russia. The European Union has agreed on the 13th package of sanctions against the Russian Federation following 2 years of aggression in Ukraine. Manuva partners with Fastly. Manuva, an Australia-based payments automation provider, has selected Fastly to provide enhanced transaction security for the company's client base. Ucudo partners with Tamara. Digital identity company Ucudo has entered a strategic partnership with Tamara to improve identity verification in Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, transactions. Eurojust aids cross-border crackdown on €2 BLN fraud scheme. Eurojust has aided a multinational investigation on €2 billion money laundering scheme, implicating 3 main suspects across Italy, Latvia, and Lithuania. Revolut Ramp allows crypto purchase directly into MetaMask wallets. Digital bank Revolut has launched Revolut Ramp, a crypto offering in the UK and EEA, and partnered with custodial wallet MetaMask to facilitate crypto purchases. Visa and Western Union expand collaboration. Western Union has signed a 7-year deal with Visa that will let the money transfer firm's customers send funds to eligible cards and bank accounts in 40 countries. JP Morgan joins French payments network Carte Bancaires. JP Morgan is joining Carte Bancaires, CB, enabling its merchant clients to process card payments via the French network rather than Visa or MasterCard. CurrencyCloud granted in principle approval for MPI license by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. CurrencyCloud, a Visa solution and the experts in simplifying business in a multi-currency world, has obtained an in-principle approval, IPA, for a major payment institution, MPI, license holder from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Deutsche Bahn taps Tink for direct debits. Deutsche Bahn, DB, the national railway company of Germany, and Tink, a market-leading payment services and data enrichment platform, have partnered up for direct debit setups. Allianz Trade releases B2B e-commerce payment product. Allianz Trade launches Allianz Trade Pay, a new range of services fully dedicated to B2B e-commerce activities. Infuse appoints Philip Mikkel as Chief Product and Technology Officer. Issuer processing powerhouse Infuse has appointed Philip Mikkel as its Chief Product and Technology Officer, CPTO, to integrate its product and technology functions under a unified leadership and accelerate the company's global growth trajectory. Climate fintechs are faring better than their peers in attracting VC funding. Climate-related startups are beating the wider downturn in fintech funding, with Europaea leading the way, according to new data from the venture funding arm of Germany's Commerzbank. Thea Insights raises $6.5 million to bring AI to investment community. A former Amazon Alexa scientist has raised $6.5 million for a startup vowing to bring foundational AI to the global investment community. Niall Cameron joins BMLL as NED and investor. BMLL, the leading, independent provider of harmonized, historical level 3, 2-in-1 historical data and analytics across global equity, ETFs and futures markets, today announced the appointment of Niall Cameron as non-executive director to support the strategic development of the business. At the same time, Cameron joins BMLL's group of investors. SBI Digital Markets aligns with Zurich's Cat Financial. SBI Digital Markets Private Limited, SBI DM, in Singapore and Cat Financial Products AG, CATFP, in Zurich today announced their partnership to establish a strategic manufacturing and distribution channel of structured investment products between Asia and Europe. Former Citi and Google compliance expert Reno Matthews joins due diligence startup Spectre. Danish due diligence startup Spectre has hired former Citi and Google executive Reno Matthews as chief compliance officer. Bitstamp receives in-principle license approval in Singapore. Great news from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. We've just received the in-principle approval, IPA, a crucial step towards obtaining our major payment institution license. FCA firms about common failings we have found in firms' financial crime controls. We have today warned firms about common failings we have found in firms' financial crime controls. UNO secures $25 million United States dollars from consortium of investors. Global payment orchestration platform UNO has announced that it secured $25 million United States dollars from a consortium of investors, aiming to leverage it to advance operations. DTCC advances corporate actions pilot. DTCC, the premier post-trade market infrastructure for the global financial services industry, today announced a pilot to further automate the corporate actions, CA, process, delivering new efficiencies and capabilities that address decades-long asset services challenges around the sourcing of corporate actions announcements. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.